Today is Saturday, April 8th, 2017, and this...
I went to the Desert Inn, worked there for a while, then I went to Tropicana, worked there for a while, and I worked at the Flamingo. In fact, I work most of the hotels. If I work one more, I'm going to work the airport.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 595.
Las Vegas, Nevada! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, too. Happy to hear that. We're going to talk about Las Vegas again.
Are we?
We are.
We're not going to talk about a different city? Or...
No, because other cities suck. So we're going to talk about the one that's good.
Okay.
Okay. So before we jump into some news and trip reviews and stuff, I want to thank everybody for the really nice review or response, I guess, we got to last week's room review. Lots of really nice comments. Some people said it was one of their favorite shows ever.
Oh.
That makes me very happy. I'm glad because, you know, it was something different in doing a review that long and that detailed. And
It's not everybody's thing.
Right. So, yeah.
But
makes
I'm glad
me happy.
People enjoyed it.
So thanks for the comments and calls about that. Glad you enjoyed it and really appreciate the kind words. What a nice note to start the show out on. Okay. Last week, we started off the show discussing a live podcast event that has happened from time to time annually in Las Vegas that we have been a part of. And
the last one happened less than a year ago.
It was less than a year ago. And at that point, we did not have anything to announce. This week, I am pleased to say we do have something to announce.
Yay.
It's not a lot, but it is the ever popular Save the Date. Save your date.
What are you saving the date for?
Save your date. For fun and antics. And an event that we will be a part of. So let's...
It's not a vow renewal.
No. No, we'll be doing our podcast as part of this event. So the weekend of October 13th, 2017. So that is the time period in which this event will occur. We'll have additional details in the future. So I guess really we can announce three things.
Okay.
We've got the date, October 13th, the weekend of... It'll be, you know, a couple days.
13th is a Friday, right?
Yeah. So that's the weekend.
All right.
It will be at the D Las Vegas and Golden Gate, as some of our past events have been.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be part of it.
Okay.
So there's your threefer. There will be a lot more to come. And see, no, I do have to throw the disclaimer out there that whenever things, details start to emerge... Questions also start to emerge. Hold on to your questions. We don't have any other answers.
That's
other
all
than,
the information we have right
that's
now.
That's exactly what we're prepared to answer. So if you're one of those people who likes to plan things like forever in advance and needs to know every little detail, we can't help you at this point. You're going to have to just take a deep breath and wait. It will come to you in due time. And now we'll have questions like, I know that no details have been announced, but last year, what time did the...
We don't know...
There are going to be changes, so don't assume anything about how past events versus this event. You may have noticed I've just been calling it the event. That alone should tell you something. So,
but there will be a thing.
There's going to be a thing, and it's going to be that weekend, and
it's going to be fun.
Mark it on your calendars. Plan to go.
Come join us.
Come join us. We hope to see you there. Okay, we'll have more details in the future, and we will bring them to you as soon as we can. Okay. So, this podcast is brought to you by the Chubb Group. And I always love those things on PBS, which I rarely watch, but the intro thing, it's always like some foundation and the Chubb Group. And like then there'll be something, somebody who's trying to save face, like, and Exxon. Okay, anyway, this podcast is supported by nearly 170 listener patrons.
Dang.
Awesome people. who have decided they want to support the podcast on an ongoing basis, and they include Kurt Rickoff, Matt Brophy, Taylor Jew, Brian B.C. Chevrier. Am I pronouncing that right?
I think so.
Okay.
If not, B.C. will let us know.
Nah, he'll probably just go, fucking idiots, and then... I love B.C. He's a great dude. Kevin Lloyd, Jim Cook, Jason Cathers, Steve Grants, Dave Belzel, and Rob Clark. We haven't been getting too many difficult names this time compared to some of the past times where I've had to say last names. Mm-hmm. So I may be butchering a few here, but so far I think I've done pretty well. I'm a little proud of myself for that. Now Rob Clark, whose name is super obvious, will be like, it's pronounced Robe Clark. Some nonsense like that. Thanks to all of you. We do appreciate your support. You're all kinds of awesome. If you want information on what this is all about, go to patreon.com/5hundy. You support the show, you get some bonus content. I am preparing some said bonus content as we speak this weekend, and we'll have some fun stuff coming up. Okay, news. Las Vegas news. We're going to intro this one.
This week.
Rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
In outrage.
This is bullshit!
It seems like whenever we're using the outrage intro, it can only mean one thing.
Fees.
Feces.
Yes, that too.
Caesars Entertainment began rolling out paid parking at its properties recently. They had announced this a while ago, but it's a phased roll-in. They have begun doing that. And in typical MGM Resorts fashion, they decided to celebrate Caesars joining the club by raising their parking rates. Nice job, MGM, you fuckers. So, let's go through the new rates at MGM properties. For valeting your car at Aria, Bellagio, or Vidara, the upper tier properties that MGM owns, you'll be paying $20 for 4 hours or $25 for up to 24 hours.
What?
$20 for the first 4 hours, or if you're staying longer than that, it's $25 for 24 hours. That's if you valet your car. Mandalay Bay, Delano, MGM Grand, New York, New York, Mirage, and Excalibur is $15 for the first 4 hours or $20 for 24 hours. And at the lower tier properties, Excalibur, Circus Circus, Luxor, and Monte Carlo, you pay just $10 for 4 hours or $15 for up to 24 hours.
Who's doing valet at Circus Circus?
Oh, that poor bastard. He's wearing a clown suit. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's actually 40 guys doing valet and they all pile into your car. Uh-huh. No. Self-parking remains free at Circus Circus, so that's the good news for people who want to park at Circus Circus. The first hour of self-parking is free at the MGM Resorts properties. Oh, how generous of them. For Aria and Bellagio, there must not be self-parking at Vidara. They didn't mention that. Aria and Bellagio, it's $7 for the essentially the second hour. It's for up to 2 hours, but since the first hour is free, at least on the first day, if you're staying there multiple days and self-parking the second day, the first hour is not free because they can't make it confusing enough. $7 for 2 hours at Aria and Bellagio, $12 for 2 to 4 hours, $15 for 4 to 24 hours. At Mandalay, Delano, MGM, New York, New York, and Mirage, $7 for the first 2 hours, $10 for 2 to 4, and $12 for 24 hours. And at the shitty property, lower tier properties, Luxor, Monte Carlo, Excalibur, $5 for 2 hours, $8 for 2 to 4 hours, and $10 for 24 hours. So
you said Circus Circus remains free. So if you went across,
for self parking,
you want to run across to Slots of Fun for a quick handy here.
I don't know what you're talking about. So there you go. There you go. That's the new parking structure. Some of these rate hikes are pretty big. I believe that the... It would have been really tedious to compare the old rates to the new rates, just too many rates to deal with. But I do know, for example, at Aria, Bellagio, and Vidara for self-parking, I believe the 24-hour rate went from 18 to 25. That's a pretty big price hike for the 24-hour. Valet.
Oh, valet.
At the upper tier properties. Ah. Was 18, now it's 25 for 24 hours. So they're not being shy about the price increases. This is a surprise to no one. This is exactly what happened with resort fees. They implement them and then they...
Oh, look, we can make more money by jacking them up.
I'd say they're bumping them up a little quicker than I would have expected, but that's the nature of the beast, unfortunately, at this stage in Las Vegas resorts. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Sorry to folks who want to park at those properties. There are still some strip properties that are free parking. I don't have a list of them all in front of me, but Tropicana is one. Hooters, which is slightly off strip, has free parking. There are others as well. I don't know. I can't remember. Did Venetian implement? I'm not sure. So anyway, there you can find out. You can do a quick Google search and find where you can still park free. But the Caesars and MGM Resorts, which certainly make up the bulk of properties on the Strip, you're going to pay. Boo! Okay.
What if you have a whatever card or an M Life Pearl or...
Correct. There are a bunch of ways out depending on your Players Club level. And I believe you are correct. I think it is Pearl that gets you free, at least self-parking. So you can take a look at that too. MGM has a page set up on there. It's like MGM blah, blah, something / parking. That's real helpful. They haven't updated it with the new rates yet, even though they announced this. I looked at it this morning and they still have the old rates on there. So, but yes, if you have to worry about parking and you already are Pearl, you probably know about this. If not, go to the M-Life page and you can get all the details on the benefits for M-Life and Caesars, you know, total rewards as well. Okay.
Wait, you can't get details for Caesars on the M-Life page, though.
No.
Go to the Caesars page to get Caesars.
That's
details.
Why I mentioned total rewards.
Uh-huh.
Why are you trying to mess me up? Hey, I have a question for you. What do you think of, since Easter is next week?
Oh, shit, we haven't decorated.
For Easter? What do you think of marshmallow peeps?
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of those new candy corn flavored marshmallow peeps?
I think I posted my opinion on Twitter the other night.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more.
What? Are you trying to get me to rant?
I'm trying to do what you do to me every week.
I do not agree with.
You're so much more diplomatic than I am.
Oh.
I would have been like, fuck that shit.
Peeps are good for dioramas.
Diarrhea. They absorb it.
Some people think it's funny, but it's really kind of funny.
Peeps, wow. Peeps are really not good.
No.
Like, people get excited when it's peep season and stuff, but they don't.
There's
marshmallow in general.
Local newspaper, they do a diorama contest. It's cool because people put peep, like, they'll do.
One of my very good friends is one of the top three every year.
Yes.
She does these amazing dioramas.
Very good. Didn't she do a Bowie thing
last year?
She did
a Bowie album cover last year, which isn't really a diorama, but they accepted it. But she's done some really cool like scenes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually cool current stuff. Events, pop culture sort of things.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be a bunch of political shit this year.
Oh, God.
But yeah, marshmallows in general. You know that marshmallows are kind of shitty because nobody wants just a marshmallow. You have to put all kinds of sugar and shit with it. Chocolate.
S'mores, for example.
I know s'mores are supposed to be great, but I find them to be kind of meh.
I like s'mores.
I'd rather just have chocolate than fucking it up with a graham cracker and marshmallow.
Oh, but when you get the burnt marshmallows, marshmallows. Those are good.
Does anybody over the age of 4 ever want a graham cracker again? No.
No.
And then marshmallow, same thing. It's like, this is like...
When you put the graham cracker and the melted chocolate and the burnt marshmallow together, it's magic.
And I think we're on the record for candy corn being the shittiest candy ever. So you put those two together. Like,
No. I would say those peanut butter things.
Oh, those circus peanuts. Those are horrible.
No, circus peanuts are even worse.
Those are horrible. Because those are marshmallows that taste like nothing.
Oh, God. Circus peanuts. Awful.
I know you're talking about those... Waxy
peanut butter cheap things that
you're gonna
they
lose
came in
a
the
tooth.
Black and the orange.
Fucking hate those.
Wrapping paper, wax paper.
This has nothing to do with Las Vegas, but this is what we do on this show if you're new to it. We get off on little tangents once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks for sharing your opinion of that. It's a seasonal thing. Easter's coming up. I just thought I'd get your opinion on marshmallow peeps.
Would you like to know how I feel about cat wine?
We'll get into that later, I think. Okay. We'll save that one. All right, moving along to some more Las Vegas news. Tropicana has a new restaurant that they announced a while ago. Celebrity chef and TV personality Robert Irvine is opening a restaurant. There's a date now for opening of July 22nd, and they announced a name. Are you prepared for this name?
I've already heard this name.
You know what? It wouldn't be a bad name under other conditions. The name is Robert Irvine's Public House. The problem is...
Yes?
There are two public houses on the Las Vegas Strip.
Mm-hmm.
How about coming up with something?
One just across the street and down a hotel.
Yeah, one at Luxor, one at Venetian. I think the Luxor one is still open. I'm not even 100% sure of that. But
yeah.
And those are unrelated to each other. So that's already stupid. And now we've got this. And I know that public house is a generic term.
Just call it Robert Irvine's pub.
There you go. Nobody's going to confuse that with Todd English pub. It's just,
or Gordon Ramsay pub.
It's more of a focus on his name than on...
And then by shortening the words after his name, you put more emphasis on his
name. It's all about him. And that's what it should be for a celebrity.
Call it Robert Irvine's pub.
I'm with you. I agree completely.
And also, then you save on letters in the sign.
That's true.
And ink.
That's true.
In the menus.
Well, ink costs are just skyrocketing. It's true.
We're just trying to help.
I'm pleased about this restaurant opening, and I hope it's really good because Tropicana needs, in a dire way, more and better restaurants.
Agreed.
So it's good that they have something new coming in, and I have no doubt that it'll be a great restaurant, or a good restaurant at least. And I know that they're also going to be building other things around it in terms of additional retail and food, and that's a good thing. Trop needs it. So July 22nd is the date. You can go to yet another public house in Las Vegas. Another restaurant note, we've been waiting for this one. It's been in the planning stages for a while, and finally they were able to open at the kitchen at Atomic Liquors, a new restaurant located next to Legendary Bar on Fremont Street. I was looking at the menu today. This opened on Thursday, so it's brand new. Mm-hmm. The menu is very small, so they have a wide selection of food, but not a lot of options within each category. Okay. So there's like one or two burgers, one or two sandwiches. And then you might have, like, I think there's a surf and turf. There's like one of each, one chicken thing.
Mm-hmm.
The appetizers look fantastic. The one that caught my eye is the Fat Man Fries, which consists of chili, hot dogs, beer cheese, bacon, onion, and peppers.
Ooh.
I'm in for that one. And this one I think will appeal to you, especially the under desserts. I think they had two or three desserts. Frosty and Fries, which is malted caramel milk chocolate ice cream and waffle fries.
Ooh, yes.
I'm sure that I'm pretty sure you've had the popular combo at the fast food chain Wendy's of a Frosty and Fries.
Mm-hmm.
So this is right off of that. And it is, as you like to always say, that sweet and salty thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. So I saw this and I went, yes, I know someone's going to like this, including me.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. It's not currently.
So you admit that it's delicious, not just a reason to pick on me?
No, I don't need any. I have endless reasons to pick on you, and it is delicious.
Okay.
Those are not two exclusive items. All right. So right now, I have a feeling these hours are going to change. They're only open for dinner most of the time and late night. They do open at noon on Saturday and Sunday. So they've extended hours those days. Thursdays and Fridays, they open at 2. Monday through Wednesday, they open at 4. Depending on the day of the week, they close between 2 and 4 a.m. So they're open late, which is a great thing. But I would think, maybe it's the location. Maybe there isn't as much of a call for lunch down there because there's not a lot around it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, I'd like to go to this place for lunch, but that's, other than weekends, not really much of an option. So you know what? We'll find a time to wedge it in next time we're in Las Vegas.
Okay.
I want to try this place. I want to...
I love Atomic Liquors.
Oh, they have their own specialty drink menu, too, different from Atomic.
Oh.
So, so we've got that to try, too.
Because I love Atomic specialty drinks.
Yeah.
I love their beer menu. I love their drink menu.
You can go to atomic.vegas to see all the details, both on the classic joint and the new joint, and get all the details, but I'm excited for this.
Me too.
Yet again, another nice, new, hopefully delicious restaurant downtown. I love the expanding choices that we have there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Plus, like you said, Atomic is, it makes me just feel at home.
Yeah.
There's something about that place, and it's not like, I don't want to oversell it, because if you go in there, you're going to be like, this is just an average bar, and it kind of is, and that's kind of what makes it great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel this could be like a small town bar pretty much anywhere, but the people who work there are really friendly, and it just feels cozy and comfy and not pretentious, and
mm-hmm.
it's a nice place. They have a great beer menu. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. Makes me very happy.
I like how they describe Coors too.
No, it's Busch.
Oh, it's Busch.
Which is what, crappy American lager?
Yeah, something like that.
The honesty is wonderful.
Coors, Busch, whatever.
Yeah, it's all shitty. Okay, finally.
But if you like it, good for you.
Good for you. That's fine. You know what? And we're getting into the summer season, of course. And I was telling you about the wonders of, I read an article on Dollar Shave Club's blog, which has mm-hmm. the greatest articles. and they had an article about the wonders of shower beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you about
that. And I was like, what's to wonder about it? Take a shower, grab a beer.
I know, but the greatest thing is after
working, or grab a beer, take a shower.
Working up a sweat, mowing the lawn, and then having a shower beer is mm-hmm. so great. And my theory on yard work and beer, the harder you work or the hotter the day, the shittier the beer can be, and mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. As long as it's really cold. Like after I do yard work and mowing the lawn, I could drink Miller Lite, and I hate that
stuff.
Do
they sell Natty Light here?
Natty Light?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Okay, well then.
I'm not going to buy any, but.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, you know, July, August, after you've mowed the lawn.
Just pounding Natty Lights? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll stick with my Northeast. Okay, finally, you caught this next item. The Caesars blog had a lengthy article about some new specials. A lot of their stuff is very promotional.
Oh, yeah.
And
a lot of it? Most of it.
Okay, all of it. But they had this. I found this interesting. We're always looking for different. It's interesting to see what different resorts do in terms of promotions and trying to bring people in and trying new things. And Rio may be like a testing ground for other Caesars things. So when they had this whole list of Caesars, I mean, Rio room and restaurant deals, I was intrigued because I could see if one of them or two of them are especially popular, it could expand to other properties.
Right. And Rio, I mean, what do they have to lose, really?
Right, exactly. They're looking to get people over there. It's a big property. It's off strip. I'm sure that it's not full most of the time. But they had some interesting specials based on this blog article. And one of them was something that they used to do at Planet Hollywood, where you book a room and you get a free bottle of booze mm-hmm. as part of the deal. And there were some, there were a bunch of different, most of them run through the end of May or very early in June. So they're not, it's not a super long time. But the one that caught my eye, because I haven't seen anything like this in Las Vegas, at least not recently, was the Total Deal all-inclusive package. And based on the blog article, I thought, well, this is a pretty decent deal, especially if you can get it at the lower rate.
Mm-hmm.
The rate is going to fluctuate because of the hotel room aspect of that, you know, a really busy weekend, it'll be more. But the base rate, the lowest rate you're going to get is $365, and that's for two people. It's not per person. It's for two people, and it includes, as our dog takes a lengthy drink in the bag. We haven't had this in a while on the podcast.
No, we haven't.
That was a Zoe thing. Max is usually not really. There we go. Good boy. Is he done with his peanut butter already?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
I thought I planned that.
No, that's
better.
Okay. $365 covers two people for two nights. It's not per night. It's not per person. That's two nights, two people. It also includes, according to the blog article, unlimited meals. We'll get to the disclaimer shortly. Drinks at all bars except for the showroom and Purple Zebra. We'll get
another
to the disclaimer shortly. And two passes per night to Voodoo nightclub, which, okay, that's cool. Nice little add-on. So I thought, well, that's a pretty, you could really get your money's worth out of that. So then I went to the actual page on the Rio website mm-hmm. where they had all the details and the fine print. And you have to read the fine print.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Here are the disclaimers. The unlimited meals, and I think the restaurants were noted in the blog, so that's mm-hmm. fine. Carnival World, which is the buffet. Carnival World and Seafood Buffet, which is all combined now, I believe. All, or at least in one location. All American Bar and Grill and Sports Deli. I believe the fine print.
So if you want Guy Fieri's, you're out of luck on this deal.
Yes. There was a different Guy Fieri's deal, which we'll talk about in a minute. But and then I believe this fine print, even though it wasn't mentioned in the blog, I think it might have said Hash House as well. So that's not bad. But then it says, so this is unlimited meals, which, great, I can eat all that I want to. No. Maximum of $250 per day. So for two people, I don't think that's per person. I think that's total.
That's total.
So that's not necessarily that great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the buffet for dinner is probably, I bet that's $40 a person.
Especially if it's the seafood
part. So yes, technically unlimited meals in terms of number of meals, but in terms of the amount of dollars spent, no, not so much.
No.
And as far as the drinks at all bars, that is limited to well drinks and domestic products. I believe domestic wines and beer probably. And it is a limit of 12 per person per day.
That's not unlimited.
That's going to get me through.
That's a morning.
I was going to say, depending on what time I get, that's going to get me through maybe 3 p.m. maybe. Although if you're gambling, then those are separate, but. So anyway, I wasn't, once you read the fine print, it's, You could still get your money's worth out of this, I think. If you got for $365 for two people.
I probably don't have, I'm pretty sure I don't have 12 drinks per day, but.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure I don't.
Maybe lately.
Uh-huh. Vimp was another story.
In the Diamond Lounge days, you certainly did.
Oh my God. Yeah. However.
These days, I would say that's probably
accurate. I like specific alcohols. I'm not a well gal. I like my Jameson and ginger.
I have 12 drinks in a day easily when I'm there. Not like when I'm at home. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, it was interesting.
At home, you have 14. No.
So the Guy Fieri's deal you mentioned was called Taco Tuesday, and that you don't have to stay there or anything. The Guy Fieri
Jameson and ginger
burrito place. And they have a deal where for $35, it's between, I think it was, what, 5 and 11 or something, you could get all you can eat tacos on Tuesday as well as margaritas. And then if you want the better alcohol in the margaritas, it's
$45.
But I'm like, who wants to sit at Guy Fieri's for 6 hours?
Nope. Not me.
No.
Again, if someone out there wants to, you do you. But don't bring me along because nope.
Yeah. So there you go. If you're interested in specials, you can check out the Rio website and see some of the stuff. There's some of them are kind of interesting, but the once you start to look deeper, which is, I guess, the whole point of us talking about this.
Yeah. Oh, and the two passes to Voodoo Nightclub, you don't get any free drinks up there, do you? And those are not cheap.
I think you do. I think the 12 are good up there. But again, it's just
well.
Domestic and well, so. But they're probably a domestic or a well drink up there is probably still 12, 14 bucks. So, yeah. It's so there you go. It's interesting. I like seeing some creativity with these deals.
Yeah. That one and I think there are people who could probably take advantage of it. And
yep. Yeah, if you maximize that with the $250 bucks a day and then 12 drinks, you could get your money's worth. It just wasn't. When it says all-inclusive and then they have that many disclaimers, I'm like, kind of inclusive, let's say.
Yeah.
Somewhat inclusive. All right. We have a Facebook group post of the week this week. As soon as I saw this, I'm like, yep, that's the post of the week. Lance had an observation on April 5th. He said, I think more people would use those gambling addiction hotlines if every fifth caller was a winner.
That's awesome.
That was, I love that. So anyway, that is our Facebook group post of the week. Thanks to Lance for making me smile. And I will link to that in the show notes. And as always, if you're not a member of the Facebook group, you can be if you'd like under certain circumstances. Unless you used to be and aren't anymore because you're not. All right.
Because you were a dick.
Moving along. We still have some stuff from our March trip to talk about, and we're going to stretch that out for a couple of weeks here too.
Oh yeah, we are.
Next week, we're going to wrap it up, I think, with another room/hotel review, much shorter than the last one, and a couple more restaurant reviews. But this week we want to finish talking about our time at Cosmopolitan and then one additional restaurant review. Let's start with, if you didn't listen to last week's show, then you're going to want to hear that, to hear all about our magnificent suite at Cosmopolitan. That was a lengthy review. But in addition to that, because we had such an awesome room, we did not leave the hotel much. I think we said it last week. We each left once very briefly. Mm-hmm. As such, we ate our meals there. We drank our booze there. We had our fun there. Cosmo was our home for the better part of 3 days. And we're going to start with bars. Now, we've talked about the Las Vegas, the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas bars many times. Oddly enough, we did not make it to Vesper the entire time we were there. How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
And we spent minimal time at Chandelier. Level one only. And the bar we were playing at was closed. The side of Chandelier.
And it ate our money.
Yeah. We did not stay there
long. Video poker at Chandelier was not kind.
Was not. But the bars where we spent more time were Bond and the Sportsbook Bar.
Yep.
We've talked about the Sportsbook Bar quite a bit in the past, but we're going to do that again because we have some
drink ticket updates.
Some different thoughts than our January trip. So let's talk about Bond. We have not spent a lot of time historically at Bond.
No.
That's the bar right inside the door from the Strip. And they used to have...
Next to the bondage pit.
It is next to the bondage pit. They used to have a very... Their specialty cocktails skewed very sweet. Mm-hmm. A lot of like candy-esque kind of drinks.
Yep.
Which were good, but not really what I was looking for most of the time.
You can have one, maybe two, but then you're a little...
It gets to be too much.
Yeah.
You don't want that much sugar in your stomach,
right.
Especially in addition to the alcohol.
Yep.
If you're drinking a lot. So didn't really hang out at Bond much. this trip we did, we spent more time there. We went there a few times and had a wonderful time. And the drink menu has changed, and it's much more general in terms of, like, it's not all sweet drinks. There's a variety on there. The service was really great.
Yes.
I really liked the bartenders. The music was
phenomenal,
slamming.
Oh my God.
I was blown away when I heard a replacement song. I love the Replacements, as you guys, many of you know. And I'm like, this isn't even, what was it, Aiken to Be?
No.
What was it?
I
was shocked, because usually if you hear a Replacement song in public, it's I'll Be You.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't
was,
I'll Be You. It wasn't Aiken to Be.
Anyway.
I tweeted it out.
It blew my mind to hear a relatively obscure Replacement song.
But I don't have it
song.
In my notes.
But a lot of the music was like just, and it was a variety. It wasn't all like 80s alternative rock or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it was just like, well, this is a nice mix.
Like, okay, you've played Prince. You've played the Replacements. I am home.
Yes. And again, with Prince, it wasn't like.
It was Kiss.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't Let's Go Crazy, which is what you're going to hear most often. Anyway, it was very enjoyable music, very enjoyable and, service, great drinks.
And I did a very embarrassing lip sync to that.
It was only embarrassing to you.
Mm-hmm.
What else? So the drink vouchers at Bond, they seem to be coming out at a reasonable pace.
Yes, they did, because I had three and you had three.
Yeah, they were pumping out at a decent pace, so we were
I'm
happy with that.
I'm looking at the drink menu right now.
Do you remember any of the specialty drinks that we enjoyed?
Yes. I remember the ones that I had. Excuse me. The Broke Down Palace, which is a take on the Moscow Mule with lemongrass, ginger alcohol, and coconut milk and ginger beer.
Uh-huh.
And the Elixir of Life, which had Absolute Elixir, lychee liquor, liqueur, excuse me.
Is it Nutty Nuts?
Yes.
Long-time listeners will get that reference.
Cucumber, lemon, lemongrass, and cucumber soda, which was refreshing and delicious. I don't think you had that one because you hate cucumber.
Correct.
And I finished with Breakfast at Tiffany's, which is an espresso martini with macadamia nut-infused vodka, banana, coconut, Nutella, and praline foam.
Can I see the menu? I'd like to see if
yes.
anything on there rings a bell, because I did not note my drinks down, but there might be something here that...
They were all delicious.
Okay, I had the Icarambo, which is a spicy margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Super delicious. That was good. I think after that, I may have just gone to basic whatever I was captain in.
Something in diet
or some shit like that. I don't know, but... the menus, there's a lot of fruity, citrusy kind of things on the menu now.
But there are a lot of savory things.
Yeah,
too.
they've got a Bloody Mary on here. And then the Heisenberg is one you've probably seen pictures of. That's a blue Hawaiian that has a bunch of other stuff in it. And looks really funky, and people like ordering that because it's novel.
So they still have a few sweet drinks, but it doesn't skew as sugary as it used to.
It's not as candy-ish, candy-esque.
It's more. There were a couple that were really refreshing, like that Elixir of Life and Broke Down Palace
were refreshing
and delicious.
Yeah, so we had a great time at Bond.
All of them were great.
It really...
the bartenders were fun.
We'll be back.
Oh, definitely.
We also spent plenty of time at the Sports Book Bar. So in January, we talked a lot about this drink vouchers because that was really your first time experiencing them.
Yes.
And we were pretty positive about them in
terms
of the pace that they came out. And
let's just say small sample size.
Yeah, the sports book bar, now Bond was fine in terms of the pacing. Sports book bar, not so much. Inconsistent would be the word I'd use this time.
Yeah.
Depending on the machine.
Yep.
Some were slow, some were fast. And it wasn't anything to do with pace of play or anything because, again, we were sitting.
I was playing quarter, you were playing 50 cent, and I got more than you did.
Yeah, and mine wasn't spitting them out. I think I might have gotten one in the time you got two or three.
Yeah.
But then another time I was playing on a machine and they were spitting out fairly quickly. And then there was another time where it was all over the map.
Yep.
And I know I've talked to other people who've been there recently and have had similar experiences.
Mm-hmm. And the bartender was saying, because this was just before March Madness, she was saying, hey, you might want to fix these machines because we're going to get complaints about this.
Yeah. And she said, she was telling the slot people about that and... Apparently they didn't do anything. Although one of our friends who was staying there shortly after us said they came and looked at his machine because it wasn't spitting anything out and they said it was fine.
Hmm.
So yeah, your mileage may vary when it comes to the drink vouchers at the sports bar. Maybe at any of the bars. I don't know. Chandelier was pretty slow too.
Chandelier, I don't think I got any.
So Yeah, not great.
Yeah.
Bummed out about that. Maybe we'll stick with Bond. I don't know. I don't know what to think about that now, because I was kind of like, oh, this isn't so bad. And now I'm like, eh. Sometimes it's not so bad. Sometimes it sucks.
Yeah.
So that's kind of weak. Of course, the other option is to not play at a bar, which is fine. I did plenty of that too. And then you've got drink. I had pretty good drink service when I was playing on the floor.
Good.
So that was good. The millennial games were gone at the sports book, the shuffleboard. But
I don't know if it was for March Madness.
It was.
Okay.
They, I asked our friend who was there after us, and he said they were back. So, yes, for March Madness, the sports book and the bar area were crazy packed.
Oh, yeah.
I ran down there on Thursday before we left because I was meeting sports book Tom so I could show him our fat suite. And it was pretty amazing to see how many people were standing in that sports book. And they had some high top tables that they brought in, so more people had a place to sit.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing a brisk business.
Mm-hmm, I bet.
Oh, one other thing that's drink related that is not from our experience, but I wanted to mention, we got a message, and I think there might have been a tweet about it too, from the Mayor Pete, who's one of our listeners. And he said one of the bartenders, I don't know that it's on the menu, but one of the bartenders named Shane on level 1.5 makes a habanero berry verbena.
Tell me more about this, please.
Called the Buzzberry.
Hello.
So I don't know if it's just that bartender and it's his kind of special thing.
Uh-huh.
But if you're into the verbena and want to try a fruity version
yes.
of it. That's where you go.
Okay.
So there you go. We'll have to try that sometime if he's around.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other thoughts on the bars at Cosmo, which we still love despite some of the issues with the drink vouchers, I would say?
Mm-hmm. Love them.
No, nothing?
Yeah. Yeah. A little disappointed in the whole speed of the drink vouchers in some places, but
yeah. All right. So let's move on to some restaurants. We ate at a lot of familiar favorites while we were there, because we love the restaurants at Cosmo. We ate at Holstein's and Cina Poblano and Secret Pizza, and we had room service for breakfast a couple times.
So we won't go into detail about that.
Just not, you know, we've reviewed most of those places. Milk Bar we had again, which the ice cream, the shakes there are phenomenal. But we did try a couple places we had not dined before. We will talk about those. We've been meaning to try both of these and finally got around to it. Haleo was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
If you visit the Cosmopolitan website's dining section, you'll see that a lot of the restaurants there have a social hour, and the hours vary depending on the restaurant. Some of them do not, but most of them do, some sort of a happy hour. At Haleo, it's called the Sangria Social Hour. It is Sunday to Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. We found out that it's only at the bar, so if there's no seating at the bar, you're out of luck, but we were able to get a couple seats.
Yep.
And they have a small drink selection, mostly sangrias, although we had something called the Haleo Bramble.
Oh, God, yes.
And they were fantastic. It was a rosemary-infused vodka with honey syrup, lime, and what is that other thing? Monastrell Dolce. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know what it was, but it was tasty.
$10 for that, which, you know.
Normally it's, what, 16, 18?
Probably. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Not the cheapest drink at $10, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
The food was really cheap. During the happy hour, they've shared, you know, shared plates, tapas, and the things we had three different things. Did I get those right? Did I pull the correct three things off the menu?
Yes, you did.
Okay. We had three things, and the first one was $6, and that was patatas bravas.
I love those.
And it's fried potatoes with spicy tomato sauce and aioli. It was very good.
And you even mimicked them.
Yeah.
You didn't replicate them,
but they were
delicious.
I fucked up the aioli, so we didn't have the aioli.
Oh, but the aioli was time-consuming.
Oh, my God. Jose Andres has a recipe for a variation of this on his website. He's the chef from Haleo. And a bunch of restaurants. But the aioli, the way that he makes it, would have taken like 20 minutes, and you have to have like a fucking muddler. Not a drink muddler, but one of those fucking pestle. And it's like slow drizzle a cup and a half of Spanish olive oil for 20 minutes. Like slow drip it into this mixture of salt and garlic. And I'm like, fuck that shit. But anyway, so I tried to make it with a blender and fucked it up. And it was too garlicky anyway. I tried it, though I'd make an easier aioli.
You just made the tomato sauce with the, and that was delicious.
It was really good. So anyway, they were very tasty. We also had Spanish, I didn't copy the drink, actual items names down because I wouldn't pronounce them right anyway. Spanish marinated olives and manchego cheese for $4.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious little That's kind of that precious wine food I was talking about, mentioned about last week. And then, oddly enough, in Milos, I had a similar thing that I would categorize as precious wine food, which is appropriate, I guess, since I whine about it. We also had a traditional Catalan. What is that? I don't know. We had a traditional crystal bread with goat cheese, roasted peppers, roasted onion, eggplants, and romesco.
Delicious.
For $6. So for those three items, and they were pretty good sized, you know, they were small plates, so you don't get a ton. But
it was filling.
It was pretty filling, and that was.
And then we had room for milkshakes.
That's true. So $16 for that food, and that was a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of the things, you know, that we did have drinks with this meal, but lately I feel like I'm not getting, I'm not having alcohol with my meals as often, and it really makes a big effect on the bottom line.
You're drinking before and after the meals, but not during.
Yeah, it really cuts down on the food expenditures when you don't have booze with your meal. Not that that's a big shock or anything, any huge revelation, but. Lately, I've been like, I think I'm going to skip the drink, and it's nice to see the bill at the end of the meal.
Like, oh, wait a minute.
Anything else to say about Haleo?
Oh, I liked it. Service
was good.
I'd go
back
in
a second.
Yeah, food was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I liked it. I'm glad we finally got around to trying it.
Me too.
These happy hours are really a nice way to try different restaurants that you might not otherwise go to for a full meal right off the bat because... Mm-hmm. You know, you might be like, this is kind of expensive for a full meal. At least here, you get a sampling of things. I liked this stuff enough that I would go back for a full meal because I'm fairly confident I would enjoy it.
Yep, same.
So, they served that purpose quite well. We also went to Milos, which is a Greek restaurant. They have been around for a long time and have a lunch special that is beloved by many. They've changed the pricing. It used to be that the pricing was the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just $29 instead of it would be. So this year it would have been
$20.17.
A little bit more expensive. It's a 3-course lunch, which is a pretty good, you know, pretty good amount of food.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a choice of several different things. A couple of them are upsells, so they'll charge you an additional $10 or $15 for a couple of the main courses, which I did on one of mine. So do you want to go through what your choices were?
Sure. I had the tomato salad.
And that was like your typical like tomato mozzarella.
But the tomatoes were huge.
They were
though.
Huge.
They were very like it was a tomato cut up into chunks, but it was refreshing and very good.
Yeah, I saw that. And I'm like, that's an appetizer salad.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's a lot of tomato.
Yeah, tomato, it's olives, feta cheese, very good.
Awesome.
Then it's some sort of. It was a fish, and it was a whole fish. It was staring back at me.
Mediterranean sea bream.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was. The head and tail were still on there.
I'm like, okay, hi. I'm going to eat you now. Yeah. It was good, but I wouldn't get it again. Like, it was fresh. It was well prepared, but it didn't have a lot of flavor to it.
Huh.
And they did warn me that that I might get an occasional bone. If you know what I'm saying.
Yes, you got boned at Milos.
Mm-hmm.
They should sell those t-shirts on the way out.
And then for dessert, I got Greek yogurt, which is probably the best Greek yogurt I've ever had.
Yeah?
It was just smooth and delicious.
Excellent. I had the Greek meats plate, which was olives, meats, cheese, and cherry tomatoes, which again, as I put together show notes, I'm like, I had that very fucking... the glorified Lunchables I was bitching about last week. But it was the most appealing looking appetizer, so. And I wasn't drinking wine, so I don't know. I'll give myself a pass.
All right.
I won't. I deserve all the shit that I get for that. I'm surprised you didn't point that out, because you're usually pretty good at spotting my hypocrisy.
I am.
It out to me, which I appreciate. I need you to keep it real for me. I had the lobster pasta as my main dish, and that was
delicious.
It was really good. It was $15 more than the $29, but I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. We're spending a lot of money this week anyway.
Right. We're on vacation. It's our anniversary.
I don't do lobster stuff very often because it's a pain in the ass. It's a low reward food, but if they're taking care of all
the shelling,
getting it out of the shell. Although they did serve it with the shell,
just
so I could see, hey, there's the lobster's ass.
Here's the effort we put in.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And then I had some, I don't know what, the caradopita with some kind of ice cream. It was a delicious little...
Oh, that looked good too.
Kind of a little, I don't know, was it a chocolate thing? I don't even remember. It was really delicious.
I don't think it was.
The food was really good. I know you were a little disappointed in your fish, but...
Yeah, but the other two things made up for it.
Yeah, and the stuff I had, I really enjoyed as well.
The dessert was a great way to end the meal.
Yeah. And it wasn't an overwhelming amount of food. Like, we were full, but I didn't feel like I was completely stuffed, which I thought I might be with three courses.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. The service was a little slow.
Mm-hmm. It was really on top of it for, like, when we sat down and the first and second course.
I thought the pacing between courses was really slow.
Okay.
You're right. Between first and second, not bad.
Yeah.
The dessert took a lot longer than it should have. And then
the check took forever. And I'm like, hot tub. Mama needs to get in the hot tub right now.
I have little patience for long, drawn-out meals. As
you'll find out again later.
As I've expressed before. Like, normally I'm like, no, fuck dessert. But it was part of the meal. So.
Right, right. But I'm just like, I was twitching. Could you see me twitching?
No,
like,
I didn't realize it was
hot
irritating.
Tub. Hot tub.
I didn't realize it was irritating you that much.
Oh, yeah.
Funny, but. So as a result of the service, I'd probably hesitate to go back.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was friendly, but slow.
Yeah, yeah. So that was
Have a date with a hot tub, I'd be like, all right, we sat outside too.
Yes, they have a lovely little open air patio section. That was really nice. So overall, I have to say it was good, and I probably would recommend it. It was just the service was a little slower than we would like. And I liked it. I wasn't blown away enough.
I liked it, but I didn't love everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved the yogurt. I liked the salad a lot. The fish was just okay.
Yeah. So it's a weird thing because I feel like I'm giving it a positive review and yet I'm probably not inclined to go back.
Right, right.
Which is a weird thing, but
I'd recommend that people try it, but at the same time, there are caveats to it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Any other thing you wanted to mention about any of the restaurants or food at Cosmo, or actually anything about Cosmo that we haven't talked about that is...
I love Cosmo.
We did check out the convenience store.
Oh, a Jockey Club.
A Jockey Club.
That's right.
This is a semi-secret. It comes up every once in a while, and I think someone may have called about it a while ago, but I know it comes up in the Facebook group once in a while. If you're looking for if you're staying at Cosmo, and
you don't have a restriction on what you can bring into your room,
or you don't care about it, you can wander over to Jockey Club, which is connected to Cosmo through their parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little elevator. Well, it's a normal size elevator in this little semi-hidden nook. If you're by...
Did you go into the nook?
What is the bar where... Click, where Book and Stage used to be. You go on the other side of the casino from that.
Where it smells like farts, by the way.
It did smell like farts the whole time we were there.
Oh, my God. There's a certain slot alcove that smelled like farts, and it was not pleasant.
Not great. But against the wall, you will find, like, there's a spot where the cocktail waitresses go and get their beverages. And there are a couple different little things. But one of them, and it's labeled, is Jockey Club Parking. And you go in there and you take the elevator. Was it up one floor?
I think it was. Was it up or down? We're helpful.
We tried a couple different things before we found it. It might even be labeled. But anyway, they have a mini mart in Jockey Club. And you just go out the elevator when you get to the correct floor. And then it's like.
You walk across the parking area.
And that sounds like it might be sketchy. It's not.
It's not.
It's like a fucking 20 yards, if that. It's a very short little stroll.
And this is the afternoon, too.
And you go right into the store.
Excuse me.
You go right into the store from the parking garage. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird little store.
It is bizarre.
Like you walk in, and the first thing they have is like a refrigerator case full of hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
Like, ooh, that must be a very popular item here.
There were a lot of hot dogs.
I know, quite a variety of hot dogs. But they have, like, you know, ice cream, and they had a large selection of malt liquor.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did have hard booze and stuff. But so it's a weird little, if you're looking for snacks and beverages, bottled water even, that's going to probably be cheaper than buying it in the gift shop at Cosmo, which is probably, you know.
Like three times the price.
Three times the price and not that much more convenient. So. We didn't buy anything.
We didn't.
We went over there because we had heard about it and thought, oh, let's check this out.
It was a fun experience, though. Just even if you don't buy anything, just go there and walk around and be like, this
it's very
is
small and it's a weird collection of
stuff.
Of stuff. So there you have it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to think. I think that's about it for Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wonderful experience. We had a great 3 days there.
Yep.
And. Yeah, I'm waiting to see what kind of offers I get because of our room spend and other things. I believe I've achieved a higher level of player's card. You get a lot more points for your room and food there than you do for gambling. So I racked up a lot of points, and I'm curious to see what that does for offers, if that has a much of an effect, or if it's still more on the casino, which we play there a bit. I did get an offer. I didn't. This isn't a room offer, but I got a $50 in free play thing that's good for a couple months.
Nice.
And so, yeah, so that's not bad, but we'll see what else comes. All right, so next week we're going to talk about a bunch of downtown stuff, but we wanted to squeeze in one more restaurant review because it kind of pairs up well with our Milos review.
Yep.
So this is The Perch, and we've been there before, and we've had some calls about it recently. It is at the Downtown Container Park. It's on the second level near the stage, and we've heard good things about their brunch. I think we went there for brunch once before, but we just had like yogurt or something really minimal.
I might have been hungover.
And the that's right. And the air conditioning wasn't working, and it was super hot.
It was super hot. Oh my gosh.
It was a bad, but that was, you know what, there that was like,
okay, this is a one off, whatever.
Yeah, so we went back. We wanted to see how the brunch is and have a proper meal there. So we bellied up to the bar, as we will do from time to time. It was not super busy. There were a few people at tables outside, a few people at tables inside, but it was not packed. Do we want to talk? What, do we want to talk about the food first?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had
The endless mimosas,
which you had, you posed the question like, how much is a mimosa? And they said, well, normally it's $8.
So if you get two, it's worth getting the endless thing because
for 15.
For 15. So I did.
They have endless Bellinis and endless, was it Bellinis?
Bloody Marys, Bellinis, and Mimosas.
Yeah. Yep. So for $15 each. So I was just having water, I think, or Diet Coke or some shit.
I'm like, nope. Getting on the party train right
now.
Mama
got a drink. And then you had the smothered egg biscuits.
Oh, God, yes. It was good.
That was egg and biscuits and cheese and gravy.
But it just... It was good.
It looked delicious.
It was what I needed at the time, and
that was $12. I had a breakfast sandwich, which was $10. So that was your typical breakfast sandwich with, I don't know, egg and a bunch of other shit on it. But it was good. It was exactly what I needed as well. Just a great way to start the day, and good food. Really enjoyed all the food. The issue we had here, unfortunately, again, was the service. Not great. We sat at the bar, and again, we've mentioned many times that we like sitting at the bar often because the service does tend to be very good.
Yep.
The problem here was the person who was handling the, at least our area of the bar, which wasn't packed. There were three people next to us and maybe one or two. There were probably seven of us and there were probably another five or six open seats at least.
Yeah, the bar wasn't full.
It wasn't full, but the person who was handling the bar was not exclusively handling the bar. So she would disappear for long periods of time.
Very friendly.
Super friendly.
Yeah.
Everyone was.
Yeah.
But slow.
Yeah.
Not attentive. And that's a drag.
Yeah. So I'm sitting here with my little mimosa buzz going, life is good. I am like, enjoying everything. And you're like... I gotta gamble. I need to go gamble.
It wasn't
Let's
even
go.
That. It wasn't even. It did take forever to pay. I'm sitting there with my credit card in my hand, and there's like four. Here's the other irritating thing. There's like four employees behind the bar, and they're all like tending to other things, but
nobody's
paying attention
over.
To the customers.
Yeah,
and then the person who was, she would come, but even at the beginning to just place our order took a while. Yeah, that getting our water glasses filled, basic things like that. That it was slow. It was not great. So that was disappointing. When we left, I'm like, but fuck that.
The You're food like, is. I'm never going back.
The
I'm
food
like,
is
what?
Back. I'm done. So that was disappointing because it's too bad when you like the food somewhere, you'd like to, but I don't think I want to. I don't think I want to do it again. So kind of bummed.
I'm still open to it, but I understand. I mean, again, I was like. Oh, these mimosas are great. I'm having a lovely time.
Maybe I could be persuaded after the passage of time.
Yeah.
We could do a try it again thing as we do periodically in the show when we had a bad experience and we do go back. But right now I'm just...
Yeah.
I was bummed out about it.
I understand.
So we had a few not so great service issues. Our trip was wonderful, but just a couple...
Minor.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
Service issues.
Nothing to... Excuse me.
We had another spotty one that
Nothing
I'll talk about next
week.
Nothing
to sidetrack the trip.
No.
But it's just, it wasn't.
One of them almost did. We'll talk about that next week, but they made it right, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Anything else to say about the Perch?
I'm just.
Mixed reaction, because the food was great.
The food was great.
Yeah. It's a dilemma I have. I wrote an article about this. I talk a lot about limited time in Las Vegas and making the most of limited time is kind of a drum that I beat. in addition to other things. But
excuse the me?
Slots of fun. The, that whole, how much of my trip do I want to dedicate to giving something another shot if I haven't had a great experience?
Right.
So this, where it's a mixed experience, food was great, service mm-hmm. wasn't. I'm like, eh, I'm inclined not to, but.
And we were going to go to eat, but it was a Sunday morning and we thought, oh, they're yeah. just going to be slammed.
Yeah. So we chose, we didn't make it over there this time.
No, which is a bummer because I love that place.
Yeah. So there you go. And yeah, so that's the perch. Next week, we'll talk about a couple other restaurants downtown. We'll talk about our other hotel, Downtown Grand, and some issues we had there and how it was resolved ultimately in a positive manner mm-hmm. and just observations on Downtown Grand and how that seems to be doing. Yeah. So that's it. We're holding off on phone calls too. Until next week, I think. And before we go, we have some karma donations, some people we want to thank, including karma donation from Connie. Thank you very thank much. You. Another one from Clayton. Thank you, sir. Jeffrey, who said, thanks for an entertaining and educational show. I look forward to every episode. I've been saving up several for this week before leaving on Thursday.
Well, thank
Excellent.
You.
I love that people do that. I know some yeah. people listen religiously every week, mm-hmm. and then some people save
it and do a binge.
That's cool, too, yep. however you
thank
like the show.
Thank you for listening, however you do it.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Kelly said... So Kelly is brand new to Patreon, but also wanted to send a karma donation.
Oh, thank you,
That's
Kelly.
Very kind of you. Beginning Sunday for 5 nights. It worked last year, and it got me my first hand pay.
Yay.
That's whether it's a royal flush or a big slot jackpot or whatever. There's
always a good feeling.
A joy in having someone come and count the cash out in your hand. It's nice.
I'm glad you said, and count the cash out in your hand.
Oh, you're sick. Let's hope it does its magic again this year, but only bigger... thanks, guys, for the great podcast. Lots of love from Texas. Thanks so much, Kelly.
Well, thank you.
Jennifer, leaving for a work plus fun trip on Friday. Hoping this karma donation will be as effective as the last two. Thanks for everything
so
you do to keep me sane between visits to the promised land.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's really nice. Terry with a karma donation. Thanks, thank Terry. You. Ryan said, sorry for the odd. I don't know what. I don't remember the amount. But sorry for the odd karma donation. Driving to my mom's favorite in New York on the 12th. Had to save $2 a day somewhere. Love
that's
the show.
Okay.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. And then Brandon heading out on Wednesday the 12th, looking for that elusive first royal. You can do it.
Yes.
We'll stop in and see you if you're at Slots. I'm not going to be at Slots of Fun. You can bowl
That's
there.
It's a different kind of hand pay.
Somebody posted a picture. They have bowling at Slots of Fun now.
Do they now?
It may have been there for a long time. I haven't been in there in a while, but mm-hmm. there are bowling lanes in the back of Slots of Fun. Okay.
You can put your fingers in some holes.
Do they have? Yeah. All righty then. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Do you want more ball-related puns?
Somebody, no. I don't know if it was an email or a phone call or what, but somebody said they enjoy each week when you go to the middle school territory. They look forward to it and are just waiting for it. They had to wait until almost the end of the show this time. They were ultimately rewarded. So.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
I do what I can.
You do it well. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. Good luck to everyone.
As always, our website is 500bymidnight.com. You can email us if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions, 500@gmail.com. You can find us both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. Our voicemail line available to you anytime, day or night. You know, it's been a while since we've mentioned this, but someone asked about it on the Facebook group tonight. So in case you missed it when we talked about this a few months ago, if you have previously called the voicemail line, you're used to hearing my voice on the recording. That's gone. The voicemail service changed, and now they just have a generic, lovely sounding British. Actually, sounds kind of angry. Ooh. The person you are trying to call is unavailable. Please leave a message.
Okay, then.
Yes, that is us. So 702-866-9494 is still the voicemail line. We would love to hear from you. You will not hear me when you call, but you are calling the correct number, even if you don't hear me. Yeah, that's it. So thank you, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. Thank you to our patrons. Thanks to everyone for supporting the show and for listening. We'll be back next week, presumably with more Las Vegas reviews, news, chatter, whatnot. And until then, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.